You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Federal officials are looking into posts in a private Facebook group for current and former Border Patrol employees. ProPublica reported on the group yesterday. It says the posts include vile remarks and memes about migrants and members of Congress. And there are sexually explicit images that were edited to include New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Democrats, including Ocasio-Cortez, are calling for the agents to be fired. Their demand came on the same day they toured detention facilities on the U.S.-Mexico border following reports of squalid conditions. Ocasio-Cortez told Reuters what she saw wasn't pretty.
There's abuse in these facilities. There's abuse. This was them on their best behavior, and they put them in a room with no running water, and these women were being told by CBP officers to drink out of the toilet.
Border Patrol officials denied the accusations. Sarah Ferris is a congressional reporter for Politico. Sarah, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, starting with this private Facebook group, what do we know about who's in it and what kind of things are being posted there?
So right now, all we have is this report from ProPublica that talks about thousands of current and former officials. We don't know exactly the identities of everyone in this group, of course, but ProPublica did verify that several of those who have posted in the group, including some of the very inflammatory, at times, really explicit images in this group, are current members of Border Patrol agency. Now, the agency officials have been quick to condemn the behavior. They've launched their own investigation into the current officials that may or may not have been responsible for these posts. This is something they say they are taking seriously, but Democrats who've already been really concerned about what's happening at the border, this is an issue that flared up on Capitol Hill last week. They're really seizing on this and leaning in hard, going into their own investigations, looking to bring a lot of attention to this issue, which has generated public outrage really across the country over the last few days.
Now, there have been multiple reports about conditions at these facilities from the AP. We're seeing pictures, apparently, from the Inspector General in the Department of Homeland Security. First of all, can you talk about which facilities we're talking about here? There are Homeland Security facilities. There are Health and Human Services facilities. What is at the center of all this?
That's right. Well, the Inspector General's report that just came out today, that looks at a facility in Texas that's run by Customs and Border Patrol. Now, this agency, as you mentioned, is one of only a few that are responding. The Health and Human Services Department officials have been mostly responsible for just the unaccompanied minors. The Border Patrol, that has a much larger array of people that it's trying to oversee. And at this facility, we saw not only adult men who are detained in these tightly packed rooms, we also saw mothers and children who are appearing to try to sleep on concrete floors. They have these space blankets that look like these aluminum blankets. A really shocking scene in the United States for people to be living like this for at some points there's weeks at a time. So the images that just came out of the Inspector General's report have already prompted the House Oversight Committee to announce hearings. So they're going to be, this is a very big step. We've been waiting for the Democrats in the House to formally announce this. They're looking to bring in a pair of top Homeland Security officials to testify in the next 2 weeks or so. And this will be a chance to really bring this to the public forefront. They've been looking to do this for a few weeks now.
Leading up to that, we have this tour of some of these facilities by Democratic members of Congress. Set the stage for us. This was a tense scene.
Right. So this was organized by the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. This is the group on Capitol Hill that's really been leading the charge trying to demand some conditions. They want to have stricter oversight. They want the Trump administration to really clean up its act here. So the Congressional Hispanic Caucus invited more than a dozen House members. Many of them are freshmen. They haven't been to the border before. And they took a tour of these facilities that have been criticized as overcrowded and having some at some points even inhumane conditions, depriving people of hot meals and showers. And what they saw was actually not the kind of images that we've been picturing that if you look on the news, you might see, because members of Congress have to give 2 days notice before they go on these tours. So the facilities basically have time to make sure that they're not going to be showing members of Congress a scene that wouldn't look good on CNN or on a cable news show. So that they've really, we've talked to some members on that trip and they said it's felt like the facilities tried to show us a scene of orderliness. They wanted to show that they had everything under control. Now, the members talked to people afterwards who had been in those conditions, and they said that that was not the reality that they had faced in the last few weeks. They said that they hadn't had access to showers, to hot meals. Some members of Congress are coming back to the Hill next week with a different picture, and they're going to be looking to do even more aggressive oversight.
Talking to Sarah Ferris, congressional reporter for Politico, about detention centers at the U.S. border, controversies surrounding them, concerns about conditions, Democratic members of Congress visiting those facilities, and a secret Facebook group of apparently current and former Border Patrol agents and officials with some shocking content on it. Want to give a listen to Border Patrol Chief of Operations Brian Hastings on CNN yesterday. Here's what he had to say in part in response to Democrats' criticism of these border facilities.
We're professionals. We're dealing with a crisis right now. Over 680,000 apprehensions so far this year. Agents are under a great deal of stress. But with that, what I would remind the public is how many rescues the men and women of Border Patrol have done and put their life on the line to save various individuals throughout the year.
Sarah, one thing I hear that I think people all over this story agree on is there's a lot of people here. The agents there are overwhelmed by what they're trying to deal with, and there are calls for various sorts of fixes to that. But everybody agrees the system right now doesn't seem to be working.
That's right. And what the agents have been saying they need the most is money. And they finally got that last week. The House and Senate agreed to pass a nearly $5 billion package that will deliver some of this much needed funds to the border. And that will be both Border Patrol, that's to the HHS officials at Health and Human Services Department. So this money will be going to them in the next few weeks. That will certainly help with addressing the shortage of food and shelter in some places. But of course, there's a far larger issues that Democrats and Republicans have been struggling to deal with, and we don't really have a clear path of how they will address that in the future. So this is probably going to be dominating discussions, not only of the upcoming funding season. Of course, Congress has to agree on a funding bill, including on how to fund the Department of Homeland Security, and these issues are sure to come up. But in the meantime, the funding bill, the most recent funding bill, is out the door, and there's a couple of weeks before the next fiscal showdown really hits the Hill.
What are some of the decisions by this large number of people in detention facilities right now? This is not always the way we deal with large numbers of people at the border, as I understand it.
Well, there have been various ways of responding as the influx of migrants at the border has ebbed and flowed over the years. In the most recent Inspector General's report, it showed that there was over 100% increase this year of people who have been apprehended at the border. Now, of course, 124% to be precise. Now, these apprehensions are really straining agencies both at the Border Patrol. There's also been a 62% increase in unaccompanied alien children. And so when a child comes across the border without a parent, it places even a greater strain on the agency because you have to provide translation services, you have to provide legal services. And this is something that the government just hasn't been equipped to do. We haven't seen levels like this since 2014 or so, when the Obama administration struggled with much of the same problem. So you have these temporary detention facilities. The government is furiously trying to create new ways to hold people and to shelter people in a way that doesn't, just offer another prison-like setting. But it's very difficult to do because these things do ebb and flow, and the numbers have fluctuated greatly over the last 5 years or so.
What are you watching for now in Congress when it comes to these issues? You were starting to touch on that earlier.
That's right. So the big after this border funding fight resolved last week, and it resolved in a very tense way, there are a lot of progressive Democrats, members of the Hispanic caucus, who are very angry about the way that things ended. They did not secure a lot of the protections that they wanted for these migrant children, as well as for their parents and other adults crossing the border. So I think we're going to see a lot of this pent-up frustration resurface in the next several weeks. As I mentioned earlier, House Democrats are already announcing a hearing where they're going to try to bring in the acting head of the Department of Homeland Security. They want to bring in the acting commissioner of the Border Patrol agency. So they have a lot of things on their agenda, and I think a lot of it will be progressive Democrats just demanding that The Trump administration and the White House are providing them with details about how the situation will improve. They want to make sure that if there are children who do die in U.S. custody, that they're aware of this and they have a plan to make sure it doesn't happen again. And actually, just as we've been speaking, the Speaker Nancy Pelosi just announced that she spoke with President Trump last week for 14 minutes. They talked about the treatment of migrant children and families. She sent a follow-up letter today, including three bullet points of exactly how to improve some of these conditions for children. So these are ways that, that the House Democrats are trying to get a hold of the situation and exert more of their, really flex more muscle that they, with President Trump here, on when they feel that his department is failing these children and some of the other people who've been detained at these facilities.
Briefly getting back to these congressional visits, I understand one of the provisions that progressive Democrats had wanted was the ability to visit these sites without that 48-hour notice. That's one of those things that was ultimately dropped. Is that right?
That's right. And actually, this that same condition has been a part of bipartisan spending bills in the past. So Republicans and Democrats last year had agreed that they wanted this kind of access. And of course, it's something that being able to go there unannounced, it's just like a health inspector going to visit a restaurant. They don't want these facilities to have time to clean up their act. They want to see how it really is. Which is, we saw a glimpse of that in the Inspector General's report today. And so I think Democrats are going to keep pushing for that. They'll be able to make another push for that in the upcoming spending bill. That won't get resolved until September or so. So I think that that'll be something to watch for sure.
Sarah, thanks a lot for joining us today.
All right. Thanks so much.
That's Sarah Ferris, congressional reporter who covers the U.S. House for Politico. We talked with her about congressional Democrats' tour of border facilities on the U.S.-Mexico border.